Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We finished off the Witr Salah and the importance of Witr Salah and which is the most preferred time of reading this Witr Salah. So now we move on to a new chapter. Babu Fadli Salati Duha wa Bayani Aqalliha wa Aktharha wa Awsatiha wal Hathi ala Muhafazati Alayha. The chapter on the virtue of Salatul Duha, the clarification of its minimum number, maximum number, the intermediate number of rakats this is speaking about, and the encouragement to look after and safeguard Salatul Duha. Salatul Duha is the mid-morning salah, that between sunrise and zawal, mid-morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you take the time, you divide it by approximately two, and you get a mid-morning time. So between that time and the time of zawal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read salah. So this chapter is speaking about specifically that salah, which is known as Salatul Duha, the virtues of the Salatul Duha, the benefits of it, and also taking care and looking after this Salatul Duha. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, Usani khalili bi siyami thalathati ayyamin min kulli shahrin wa raka'ati al-duha wa an awtira qabla an arqada. Muttafaqun alayh. والإيطار قبل النوم إنما يستحب لمن لا يثق بالاستيقاظ آخر الليل فإن وثق فآخر الليل أفضل. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that he says, my bosom friend, أوصاني خليلي, it's a very beautiful expression in Arabic, that my bosom friend Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم advised me. So he could have just mentioned that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told me this, but he's expressing it with that love that he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had perhaps passed away by that time when Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu was narrating this. So how he's expressing it, he said, my bosom friend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told me this, he advised me. So what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised me, to fast 3 days in every month. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, how we say, prescribing for Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu some wazifa, some prescription. This is what I'm prescribing for you. You fast 3 days every month, perform 2 rakats of Salatul Duha. Perform 2 rakats of Salatul Duha, this mid-morning salah. And here we learn that the minimum number. So this hadith is explaining, the minimum number is 2 rakats of Salatul Duha. And that I perform witr salah before going to sleep. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, you perform your witr salah before going to sleep. So here Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought a note in the bottom to explain something that what we explained before, that performing the witr salah before going to sleep is preferable for the one who fears that he will not be able to wake up in the latter part of the night and read the witr salah at the latter part. For that person that fears, now he reads it before he sleeps. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is a very, very studious person. Many, many ahadith was narrated from Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. So he would engage a lot in ahadith, memorizing ahadith, looking after and taking care of hadith. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, for you read your witr before you go to sleep, because perhaps you may, in your learning of a hadith, taking care of hadith, etc., you sleep very little, so perhaps you may not wake up for that witr salah. So better for you, before you go to sleep, you read your witr salah. One of the hikmats why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu this. Anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi goes on to say that if a person feels that he will be able to wake up, then it will be preferable for him to perform it, this witr salah, in the latter part of the night. Here with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prescribing 3 days of fasting, ulama explain that the 13th, 14th and 15th are the best 3 days in the month to fast. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, generally fast 3 days. So which 3 days? Ulama explained that the best 3 days are the 13th, 14th and 15th. In Arabic, these are known as Ayyamul Bid, the bright days. Because the moon, you'll find on the 13th, 14th and the 15th, is the most largest, is the biggest at that time. It's almost at the full moon. So there you'll find on the 14th is the full moon, 13th is just less, and 15th is just less. So these are known as Ayyamul Bid. So these are the three best days to fast. However, one may fast any of the days of the month. He may choose a Monday, he may choose a Thursday, he may choose any other days. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prescribed for Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu these three things. Which three things? Just to recap, the two rakat salatul duha, that he fasts 3 days a month and he reads his witr before going to sleep. And Abi Dharrin radiallahu anhu ani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, yusbihu ala kulli sulama min ahadikum sadaqah. فكل تسبيحة صدقة وكل تحميدة صدقة وكل تهليلة صدقة وكل تكبيرة صدقة وأمر بالمعروف صدقة ونهي عن المنكر صدقة ويجزي من ذلك ركعتان يركعهما من الضحى رواه المسلم. حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, every morning charity is due on behalf of every joint of our body. Every morning, charity is due on behalf of every joint of your body. Every tasbih, subhanallah, is charity. Every tahmid, alhamdulillah, is charity. Every tahleel, that is reciting la ilaha illallah, proclamation of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, is charity. Every takbir, every Allahu Akbar, a person says, is charity. Commanding good is charity and forbidding evil is charity. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining the different forms of charity a person can give. He's saying Subhanallah, he's saying Alhamdulillah, he's saying Allahu Akbar, he's saying La ilaha illallah. All these are charity. Rasulullah sallallahu, and then Rasulullah mentioned commanding good is charity, forbidding evil is charity. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, however, two rakats of salah at mid morning suffices for all of this. All this charity that a person can give on behalf of every joint of his body, just performing two rakat salat will suffice for all the charity that the person should be giving. We'll give a little bit more explanation. It's just two more short hadith to finish off this bab, this chapter, and then we'll give an explanation. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusalli dhuha arba'an wa yazidu ma sha' Allah, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform four rakats of salatul dhuha, and he would add on as many as Allah Ta'ala willed. This hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Imam Ahmad has mentioned it in Musnad, and Bihaqi has mentioned this. So here we see the intermediate number. The first hadith, two. Here we see four rakats. The person can read four rakats Salatul Duha if he wants. And then it also explains that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would add on as many as he willed. And Ummi Hani فاخرة بنت أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت ذهبت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عام الفتح فوجدته يغتسل فلما فرغ من غسله صلى 8 ركعات وذلك ضحا متفق عليه وهذا مختصر لفظ إحدى رواية مسلم. حضرت أم حاني فاخرة بنت أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that I went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم during the conquest of Mecca and found him performing ghusl. When he completed his ghusl, he performed 8 rakats. That was Salatul Duha. He performed 8 rakats, and that was the 8 rakats Salatul Duha. So we did the minimum number, we did the intermediate number, and we did the maximum number. In the beginning of the chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi made reference to this, and under this chapter now he brought 3 ahadith showing 2 rakats, showing 4 rakats, and here showing 8 rakats. So a person can manage 2 rakats, he reads 2 rakats, he can manage 4, he reads 4. We can manage 8, he needs 8. All this is proven from the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, one who safeguards the 2 rakats of Salatul Duha, his sins will be forgiven even if they equal the foam of the ocean. Person looks after 2 rakats of Salatul Duha, this mid-morning salah. This is a salah that is read softly, like our other now day Nawafil salah that we read. It's a salah that's read softly. It is 2 rakats of salah, his sins will be forgiven even if he equal the foam of the ocean. This hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. Coming back to this hadith, we're explaining that a charity is due on every joint of our body. When we wake up, it is the kindness, it is the grace, it is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that we are able to move. Think about it, a person can move his hands, move his feet, a person can walk, he can speak, he can see, he can hear. This is only the favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And we owe it to Allah Ta'ala that we show some gratitude. So this hadith is showing us 2 rakats of Salatul Duha He's showing gratitude to Allah Ta'ala for that great ni'mah, that great favor. Look, a person has a stroke. He's got all the limbs in his body. But a person has a stroke, you'll find that he can't move his hand. He's got that hand there, he's trying very hard. But there's just some connection between the brain and that hand now that is affected. This person can't move his hand, or he can't move that leg. So now it makes him incapable. It incapacitates him to a certain extent. Sometimes his speech gets slurred. Sometimes a person's movement gets slurred. I met a person on Saturday. He had some tumor in the brain. He just had some tumor in the brain and something got affected. Now because of that, he can't see. His eyesight has gone. His speech has gone. Memory has gone. So many things have been affected just by some tumor that he had got in the brain. So this is a great favor of Allah Ta'ala that he allowed us to sleep. He allowed us to wake up. He's allowed the movement in our body. He's allowed our joints to move. He's allowed our digestive system, our internal organs to work. Whilst we were fast asleep, Allah Ta'ala kept everything moving, working, etc. This is the blood circulating, the heart pumping, kidneys working, lungs working. All this is only the kindness and the greatness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And here Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is showing us an easy prescription to fulfill the haqq of the kindness that Allah Ta'ala has shown us. Is the 2 rakat Salatul Duha, mid-morning. It doesn't take too long. Person gets the time, he makes the time, he can read that 2 rakats anyway. Even if he's traveling also, he keeps a musalla with him and he tries and stops somewhere. We stop sometimes at the garage to buy something, to get some water, if we are traveling on the road, or sometimes the person is at the office, and how often we just stop and we do nothing, we have tea. You can put the musalla down and read 2 rakats mid-morning, approximately look to see what is sunrise time, what is zawal time, just divide it by 2, and approximately that time, between that time and going on to zawal, a person can read these 2 rakats. So he's got enough time to read it, just 2 rakats, and he's getting so much of reward. We are making shukr and we are showing gratitude to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for the favors he has given us as far as our body is concerned, and all the other favors we can make niyat for. The other hadith says that even if our sins are as much as the foam of the ocean, Allah Ta'ala will forgive it. Easy prescription. We should try and take advantage of it. May Allah Ta'ala give me first the tawfiq, and give all of us the tawfiq to practice upon it. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.